Happy Monday, everyone. It's Sophie.
And Adi.
We're always looking for new ways to support you, and we know firsthand how life can get in the way.
So we've created 5-minute episodes with motivation from us and our great friends to keep you feeling ignited and inspired no matter what life throws at you.
Welcome to the Ignited Motivation Podcast. Mini episodes every Monday.
Listen while you brush your teeth.
Or on your morning walk.
And you'll never miss out on the latest tips and tricks that are keeping us feeling motivated.
Hi, I'm Danielle Simone Brand, journalist, speaker, mother of two, and author of Weed Mom, the canny curious woman's guide to healthier relaxation, happier parenting, and chilling TF out. You're listening to the Ignited Podcast, Motivation Mondays. And today I'm going to talk to you about, not surprisingly, cannabis. But first, an obligatory disclaimer that I'm not a doctor, and what I'm offering here isn't individualized advice. So let's get down to it. Cannabis and motivation are not an obvious pairing for a lot of people. We're many of us operating with these stoner stereotypes that says that people who use cannabis are unmotivated, apathetic, couch locked. There's lots of jokes and memes about that. And really, that's what I used to believe. In fact, in my book, I tell what I call my own unusual cannabis love story because, in a nutshell, I used to dislike it. And that's because I didn't understand it and I didn't understand its complexity and nuance. Now that I do, I love cannabis and I avail myself of it in many different circumstances. So it's true, of course, that certain types of cannabis in higher doses tends to make people very relaxed. In some cases, that means sleepy. And, you know, just really, really chilled TF out. And that's extremely helpful and wonderful if you have trouble sleeping or you just really need to relax. However, if you're needing or wanting to be more active, that's not a great fit, of course. Fortunately, cannabis offers many more types of experiences than that. And the legal marketplace helps us make thoughtful choices about what to consume and how to consume. These are all super important pieces of what I call elevated consumption, and particularly important if you're a parent. So what does that look like? For some people, CBD is a natural choice because it won't get you high, but it really might help you turn down anxiety enough that you can get on with things, get on with your to-do list without some of that dread or negativity that tends to pop up for a lot of people around, you know, our tasks or our work in the world. So for some people, CBD can be really effective for that use, just, you know, toning down that anxiety a little bit so you can get on with things. Personally, I do like CBD, but I also really like THC, and I respond really well to THC, which, as you probably know, is the most famous psychoactive molecule in cannabis that in the right doses will definitely get you high. But I don't actually want to get high or elevated when I have work to do. And that's where microdosing comes in. A microdose of THC for me is about 5 milligrams of an ingested form. If you're new to cannabis, though, or sensitive, then starting even lower than that might be a good idea, like 2.5 milligrams or even 1 milligram. For me, and for a lot of people, including women and moms that I interviewed for my book, a microdose of cannabis along with this great combination, so a little bit of cannabis, a cup of black tea or coffee if you drink coffee. I prefer Earl Grey. That's my favorite. And about 15 to 20 minutes of cardio all together, or, you know, around the same time, really helps me get into my mindset for the day. It helps me get ready for work. I feel awake, aware, and focused. But I also feel calm and clear and just a little more loose, a little more creative than I might otherwise. And remember, I'm really not trying to get high here. I'm just looking to shift my awareness and my physiology a few degrees, enough to feel my best and get focused. And like I said, so many other people I've spoken to are able to use cannabis in these microdosed ways for really different effects, you know, focus, creativity, socializing, playing better with kids. There's all kinds of uses for microdosing cannabis. And you can find a lot more detailed info, including a pro-con comparison of different ways to consume, i.e. eating, smoking, vaping, etc., and also strategies for finding your dosing sweet spot in my book. So thank you so much for tuning in. You can find me on Instagram at Danielle Simone Brand. And you can also pick up my book if you'd like, Weed Mom. It's on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, bookshop.org. Or of course, you could ask your local bookshop to carry a copy. Thanks again for listening. Bye-bye.
You just listened to the Ignited Motivation Podcast.
Did you love the mini dose of motivation? Please let us know. Your feedback and experience is our number one motivator. Leave us a review, subscribe, and share with your favorite people on your favorite apps. And don't forget to catch the next episode every Monday.
Because we want to hear from you. So join the conversation and discover bonus content on our website and Instagram. You can find the links in the show notes. Now that you're ignited, what are you motivated to take on?